This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 26. Mr. Terrapin Shows His Strength.
"Brer Tarrypin was de outenest man," says Uncle Remus, rubbing his hands together contemplatively, and chuckling to himself in a very significant manner. "He was de outenest man of de whole gang. He was dat."
The little boy sat perfectly quiet, betraying no impatience when Uncle Remus paused to hunt, first in one pocket and then in another, for enough crumbs of tobacco to replenish his pipe. Presently the old man proceeded.
"One night Miss Meadows and the gals, they begun a candy pullin', and so many of de neighbors came in response to de invite that they had to put the glasses in de washpot and bile the fire in de yard. Brer B'ar, he holp Miss Meadows bring de wood. Brer Fox, he mend de fire. Brer Wolf, he kept de dogs off. Brer Rabbit, he greased the bottom of de plates for to keep the candy from sticking. And Brer Tarrypin, he clumb up in a cheer and say he'd watch and see dat the molasses don't bile over. Dey was all dere, and dey weren't cutting up no dido's nutter, 'cause Miss Meadows, she done put her foot down, she did, and say dat when dey come to her place, dey had to hang up a flag of truce at the front gate and a bye-bye. Well, den, whiles dey was all a-settin' dar and de lasses was a-bilin' and a-blubberin', dey got to runnin' on talkin' mighty biggity. Brer Rabbit, he say he de swiftest, but Brer Tarrypin, he rock long into cheer and watch de glasses. Brer Fox, he say he de sharpest, but Brer Tarrypin, he rock long. Brer Wolf, he say he the most savagest, but Brer Tarrypin, he rock and he rock long. Brer B'ar, he say de most strongest, Brer Tarrypin, he rock, and he just keep on rockin'. By and by, he sort of shut one eye, and says he,
"It look like, apparently, dat de whole hard shell ain't nowheres alongside this here crowd. Yet here I is, and I'm de same man what showed Brer Rabbit dat he ain't the swiftest. And I'm de same man what can show Brer B'ar dat he ain't the strongest," says he. Then they all laugh and holler, 'cause it looked like Brer B'ar most stronger than a steer. By and by, Miss Meadows, she up and asked, she did, how we gwine do it. "Gimme a good strong rope," says Brer Tarrypin, says he, "and let me get in a puddle of water, and then let Brer B'ar see if he can pull me out," says he. Then they all laugh again. Brer B'ar, he ups and says he,
"We ain't got no rope," says he.
"No," says Brer Tarrypin, says he, "and neither is you got the strength," says he. And then Brer Tarrypin, he rock and rock long, and watch the molasses a-bilin' and a-blubberin'. After a while, Miss Meadows, she up and say, she did, that she'd take and loan de young men her bedcord, and whilst the candy was a-coolin' in de plates, they could all go ter de branch and see Brer Tarrypin carry out his project. "Brer Tarrypin," continued Uncle Remus, in a tone at once confidential and argumentative, "went much bigger more de palm of my hand, and look mighty funny fur to hear him bragging about how he can outpull Brer B'ar. But they got the bed cord after a while, and then they all put out fur the branch. When Brer Tarrypin find the place he wanter, he took one end of the bed cord and give the other end to Brer B'ar.
'Now then, ladies and gents,' says Brer Tarrypin, says he, "You all go with Brer B'ar up dar in de woods, and I'll stay yere. And when you can hear me holler, den's the time for Brer B'ar fur to see if he can haul in de slack of de rope. You all take care of that dere hen," says he, "and I'll take care of dis yere hen," says he. Den they all put out and left Brer Tarrypin at the branch, and when they got good and gone, he dove down into the water, he did, and tied a big cord hard and fast to one of these yere big clay roots, and then he riz up and give a whoop. Brer B'ar, he wropped the big cord round his hand and wink at the gals, and with that, he give a big juck. But Brer Tarrypin, he budge. Then he take both hands and give a big pull, but all the same, Brer Tarrypin ain't budge. Then he turn round, he did, and put the rope across his shoulders and try to walk off with Brer Tarrypin. But Brer Tarrypin look like he don't feel like walking. Then Brer Wolf, he put in and hope Brer B'ar pull, but just like he didn't, and then they all hope him. And bless gracious, whilst it was all a pulling, Brer Tarrypin, he holler and ask them why they don't take up the slack. Then when Brer Tarrypin feel him quit pulling, he dove down, he did, and untied the rope, and by the time they got to the branch, Brer Tarrypin, he was setting up on the edge of the water just as natural as the next one, and he up and say, says he, "That last pull you done was a mighty stiff one, and a little more and you'd have had me," says he. "You're a monster stout, Brer B'ar," says he, "and you pulls like a yoke of steers, but I sort of had to purchase on you," says he. Then Brer B'ar, being as his mouth gun to water after de sweetening, he up and say he spec the candy's ripe, and off they put after it. "It's a wonder," said the little boy, after a while, "that the rope didn't break."
"Break who?"
exclaimed Uncle Remus, with a touch of indignation in his tone.
"Break who?
In dem days, Miss Meadows's bed cord could have hilt a mule." This put an end to whatever doubts the child might have entertained. End of chapter.